Mining and manufacturing production have ticked up in August. On an annual basis, output in the mining industry grew 2% as base effects started wearing off, while the manufacturing sector rebounded, with activity increasing by 1.8%. Joining me now to unpack both prints and to share her perspective on the kind of impact this could potentially have on the local economy is RMB's South Africa economist, Siobhan Redford. Thanks so much, Siobhan, for your time this evening. And I want to start off with the latter here, and that the manufacturing print up 1.8% year on year in August, after contracting by a downwardly revised 4.8% in the month of July. How much to really get excited about here, bearing in mind that on average output 3.5% below pre-unrest levels still?
Well, I think you've really hit the nail on the head. It is an improvement. It's definitely showing a recovery in manufacturing after the unrest in July. But it's, you know, not something to be particularly excited about. And to be honest, if you look at it, it's also extending a trend we've seen since March. We saw the volume of manufacturing production peak in March, and it has since then fallen, because not only are we seeing disruption from, you know, local impacts, but also we have supply chain blockages and shortages which are restricting how much manufacturing we can actually do.
Yeah, you talk about supply chain risks that prevail, Siobhan. There are also, things like the resumption of load shedding to consider. BMW, South African Vehicle Assembly Plant, for example, now being hit by NUMSA strike action as well. So how much risk are you still pricing into this entire equation?
So manufacturing is definitely going to be a weight on growth, give us a negative kind of contribution to growth in the third quarter, because, you know, we have all these factors at play, as well as a particularly large negative shock from July. And it is one of the things that, you know, is helping, basically resulting in a pause in our recovery in the third quarter. That said, you know, as we see things normalize, and it's not just going to be in South Africa, but eventually as the supply chain and short blockages, come to an end, we should see manufacturing pick up. Of course, this is going to still be dependent on the level of load shedding we see, but also perhaps, you know, depending on how long it takes, we could also see some of our manufacturing producers also producing their own energy, given the increase in embedded generation that's been allowed.
How much cushion does the mining sector provide? Because, we've got now base effects having dissipated and production levels seeing output grow by 2% from an upwardly revised 12.3% previously in July.
Well, mining has been quite positive to an extent in South Africa. Volumes have not been particularly extensive this year, but obviously given elevated commodity prices, even with them having come down, it's definitely given some cushioning. But from a real economy point of view, it really is quite small relative to manufacturing. You know, this is a sector which has been shrinking and was shrinking prior to COVID, we almost feel like we're seeing that continuation right now. So it's a bit of a cushion, but, you know, also not quite as exuberant as we've seen at the beginning of the year, and also with, you know, challenges coming in the form of load shedding, in the form of supply chain blockages or even unavailability of ports or that kind of stuff having some impact. Although we did see, and I think you've mentioned this, a recovery in our export sales in August, which was positive.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there, Siobhan. Interestingly enough, what the data print today did reflect is the kind of coal supply shortages that various regions are bemoaning right now, because coal production was down 8.5% over the period, and that shaving off a hefty 2.2 points, limiting the overall growth that we have seen in the local mining sector. But let's leave the conversations there for now. Siobhan Redford is with RMB.